I know that a lot of your work involves the protective factors, and can you talk to me a little bit about how maybe over time family burdens have enhanced and what that's like today in your field?
Sure, I'll be glad to. You know, burdens for everybody, I think, have enhanced over the past few years, and especially young families who are struggling to find employment that they can maintain a family with. We see so many kinds of things going on that families' dynamics have changed, and oftentimes now we're seeing three-generation families together. So families are having to move back in and kind of be together to be able to make it. But families are pretty resilient, so they figure out things to do to keep that family strong and safe while that all this economic upturn's going on. You know, it also makes a difference for us, I think, when families are in stress and are having overburdened kinds of situations. It changes the dynamics for education and who can and how far you can manage to continue your education or even finish high school for lots of families. It's just a struggle.
So for these families who are in a situation where they're stressed or burdened, or maybe they don't even have a child yet, but that's coming down the pipeline, what do you say to them? How do they build a stronger foundation?
Well, I think that's where the protective factors are so helpful. When you start to talk with families that are experiencing things, you know you've learned the things that help build resilience. So you talk about with new families who may not even have children yet, but they're just starting to get together and they're starting to think ahead about the importance of social connections. So finding those persons you can link with in that community who can be a support to you. You know, everybody needs support. So it's in helping us destigmatize it so that it's okay to talk to your next door neighbor. No, we don't do much of that anymore. People don't have that value of community like they had at one point in time. So being able to get that back, and I see that in our younger families now, they're really wanting that sense of community. Also, helping them with concrete support so that they understand what's available in their families and they know where to go to for the things that they might need or the support they need without feeling targeted or it being labeled, but just making it an option that they can access and easy to access.
Very good. And what about those people who are working in the field of child abuse, neglect, and prevention? What do you say to them about these protective factors and how can they be a benefit to them in their work?
You know, people have been doing protective factor work in the field for a long time. They just didn't call it that. So oftentimes when you're talking, people are like, I don't know about this protective factors business. You start to describe it and all of a sudden it's not words, it's actually the actions they've been taking to support families in a positive way all the time. I mean, especially because all of us want resilience. It's so much easier to support a family on the front end than it is to provide remedial interventive services after something has happened. You know, I mean, that's the thing I think those who are in the field for a long time really realize, that our resources and all the work that we do, if we can direct a lot toward prevention, we've really made a difference for families. And no one has to experience those things that cause them so much trouble.
And maybe since you've been in the field for a while, if there was maybe one thing you wish there could be more focus on or more dollars toward or something like that, what would it be? Is there anything that you feel like is so key to the mission?
Well, I guess I have to say, and it's such a driving mission for me that I changed my whole focus in my career, is I really strongly believe in home visitation. I strongly believe that every family, no matter who they are or what experiences they have, need to have that as an opportunity for them. So it's not just families who have those high levels of stress that we've identified, but it's all families, because a new baby and is a great opportunity to start in the right direction. And we often make assumptions about the level of support people have, and we assume people have support that they don't. They may be uncomfortable reaching out to their own family for various reasons. So if we're able to provide home visitation, and I was very excited because yesterday, The Senate passed the McVee funding for the next 2 years. So we know that home visitation services that were initiated the past 5 years will be continued for 2 more years. And I just think that doing that early intervention, prenatally, when a child is first born, gets that baby and that family off to a really good start.